many times you don't always get the opportunity to adore Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament when he is exposed in a beautiful monstrance. But you can still adore him when you go into the church and just to look to him in the tabernacle, especially if you get a chance when the Lord is exposed and enthroned on the altar. And the most important thing about adoration is that it draws you deeply into the mystery and into the life of Christ with all of who you are, so that when you leave your adoration, you are empowered by Jesus so that you can be all that he wants you to be. And the secret of adoration is this. The Lord blessed me with a little line, and it goes like this. The more you look, the more you see. And the more you see, the deeper you will be. Now that goes for whatever you might adore. Some people out in the world are busy adoring all things of materialism and secularism and of all other types of things. And the media wants to capture your attention, and they want you to look, so that the more you look, the more you see, the more you see, the deeper you will be in whatever they're trying to sell you, or whatever they're trying to persuade you. But the church in her wisdom gives us the same opportunity to look, because the more we look at Christ, the more we will see Christ. And the more we see Christ, the deeper we will be in Christ. And this is the fruit of adoration, to live in him as he lives in us, so that we can be one with him and enjoy the peace, the life, and the power that comes from being one with Christ the Lord. God bless you.